This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm naked in my bathroom, getting ready for work, singing to One Republic.
Oh.
You know, that's how I do when I yeah. And all of a sudden, my phone rings and it's Chris. And I'm like...
Sudsy.
Well, what is this? He never calls. And so I pick it up and he's super energetic. He's like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? He's like, I can't make it out of my driveway.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, dude, you know, if you can't, don't try to risk it. You know, I'm pretty sure since Stacy and I live in the area, it's been, you know, plowed and ice and salted and stuff. So just stay home. Don't risk it. Well, I'm very surprised that he is here right now.
I'm here, bitches.
What happened?
So I get into my trusty old Volvo, and I get out of my driveway. I'm noticing it's a little slick. And as I'm going up the hill, I don't go up the hill, and I start sliding backwards. I'm like, well, this is difficult. Mm-hmm. So I've got a rear-wheel drive car. So I turn my vehicle around. Maybe I can reverse up the hill. No, we've got a solid sheet of ice. I'm like, this is not going to work. And I ended up in my neighbor's driveway. So I had to push my car back into my driveway.
Like physically push it?
Yeah.
I had to get out, physically push it, and then it started rolling. So I had to jump in the car and slam on the brakes before it like went into my yard.
Because you live in Raytown, mm-hmm. and your road is super long. The place that you live, like a mile probably. You live all the way back at the end of this road.
Yeah.
That I'm very sure the city does not plow or salt or anything, right?
No, we're a last resort road.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how the hell are you here? Because when you called me, I was like, dude, don't even try it. Just if you can't make it, you can't make it. That's fine.
Well, I had to drive here in my brother's vehicle.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Huh.
So the superior Volvo that is the greatest car that has ever been made, that has made it through tornadoes and car accidents and
the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
It couldn't make it in today with a little bit of ice.
No, Jordan, my Volvo couldn't make it in today.
Oh, God, this is the best day of my life.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Lumineer is going to be in town on Stacy's birthday.
Best day of the year.
September 15th. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh,
how dare you?
Forgive me.
September 15th at the Sprint Center.
Yeah.
Lumineer's got the Sprint Center.
You know.
That's amazing.
They are so good. They have that small sound, but it's so big at the same time.
Yeah.
The concert calendar, the Casey Parks concert calendar, is insane. Have you clicked this thing?
It took 45 minutes to scroll down to get to the Lumineers. There's so much going on.
We've got Stone Temple Pilots doing an acoustic thing at the Uptown Theater February 17th. We've got the Church of Laszlo's ED party at the Truman with White Reaper, Dashboard Confessional, Saint Motel coming, Rome, and Duddy. Okay, don't know who that is. Fits of the Tantrums, Hembry, Third Eye Blind, Blue October, Group Love, Flora Cash, Coin, Tame Impala, Of Monsters and Men. That presale goes on today at 10 a.m. too for Buzz Free Litters 965 The Buzz. Jeez. Joywave, Airborne Toxic Event, Barnes Courtney, AWOL Nation, Bare Naked Ladies, Lumineers, Vampire Weekend. I'm tired.
You need a nap now.
Mm-hmm.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
100 years ago in Kansas City, we are leading all other major cities in one thing.
Wonder what that could be.
It's not a good thing.
Oh,
it's a very bad thing. But we will get to that when I read the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But first, let's start it off more modern, Chris.
On this day in 2019, we hit a new record for the most expensive property ever sold, which is in New York City, for $238 million. It was purchased by Ken Griffin, not the baseball player, some hedge fund manager.
Yeah. He is the owner and CEO of Citadel, a, quote, global asset management and multi-strategy hedge fund company.
Say that 10 times fast.
I don't even know what that is. No wonder he has so much money.
On this day in 2016, 8 museum workers are charged for reattaching King Tut's beard with inappropriate glue.
They're talking about, like, his
the sarcophagus.
Tomb sarcophagus.
The gold
sarcophagus
with that long little beard.
It fell off.
Oh.
And they reattached it with inappropriate glue. Here's the minister saying that, kind of giving an excuse.
So just to clarify the situation, I would like to say to you that during the history of when Carter excavated the mask, the beard was already loose.
It looks like somebody who is visually impaired glued it back on.
Oh, no.
You saw a picture of it, right?
I did. It was horrible.
It looks like I glued it back on. It's so bad. They got in so much trouble.
The museum workers were charged with unrefined restoration.
The monsters.
Yes.
If you saw the picture of that thing, just glued back on this perfect sarcophagus and then...
Wow.
On this day in 2013, the U.S. Armed Forces overturned the 1994 ban on women serving in combat. And here's a general saying why we need women.
It's clear to all of us that women are contributing in unprecedented ways to the military's mission of defending the nation. The fact is that they have become an integral part of our ability to perform our mission.
Anyone who wants to serve, God bless you.
Anyone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, on this day in music history in 1999, Eagle-Eyed Cherry's Save Tonight peaks at number 5 on the Hot 100. I love this song.
Yes.
I will, since you made it in today, Chris, you defied death and made it in. I will play that full song after we do On This Day in History, okay?
Fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, such a
thank
good song.
You.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1996, the first version of Java is released.
Do you remember websites that used to have the option, do you have Java or regular, HTML?
Yeah.
To get in back in the early part of the internet, like 96 or something. Originally, its name was Oak. But Oak had been taken as far as like a computer programming name. So the story goes, the development team went out for coffee and decided to name it Java.
Since 1996, there's been 8 trillion new versions of Java.
Mm-hmm. Every time you open your computer.
It's an update.
New update.
On this day in 1988, Nirvana have their first recording session.
History.
And on this day in 1986, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts its first members, including Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, and here's what they had to say about another inductee.
Before I came up tonight, the killer, Jerry Lee, had the best line I've heard all night backstage. He said, you know, George, Elvis has been gone 8 years, and he still outdraws all of us.
Still, to this day.
On this day in 1977, the miniseries Roots premieres on ABC. Ring any bells?
I was not around back then, but I've seen it because it's one of the most prolific and amazing adaptations of that time. It takes place in the 18th century. A man was sold into slavery in Africa and transported to the U.S., and it's a story of him and his descendants. If you look at the list of awards that Roots won, you get exhausted just reading it. It is so well done. Story's well done. It is decorated. History Channel remade it because...
I thought so, yeah.
But don't watch that one. Watch the original, 1977, LeVar Burton. It'll open your eyes to a lot of things. Talking about Roots.
Is that the Reading Rainbow guy?
That's the Reading Rainbow guy, yeah. On this day, what was it, 1977, Roots premieres on ABC.
And on this day in 1973, President Nixon announced...
Good evening. I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
It was on this day the next year, 1974, that President Carter then... For anybody who drafted...
President
who
Ford?
Dodged the draft. Yeah. Was it Ford?
Well, Carter was, but that wasn't in 74. Because after Nixon resigned, and then it was Ford and then Carter.
President Carter then, for all the draft dodgers, gave them...
Pardon.
Yeah.
Pardoned them, yeah.
On this day in 1957, college students sell their flying disc to the Wham-O Toy Company, which they later renamed the Frisbee.
And dudes in cargo shorts have never been the same. College campuses.
On this day in local history in 1907, the first Native American, Charles Curtis, began serving in the United States Senate, and he later became Herbert Hoover's vice president.
Mm-hmm. He left after just a couple days because of that. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's right, damn it. And now we got Charisse Davids.
Woo! Yes!
Queen.
On this day in 1845, U.S. Congress decides all national elections would be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. And on this day in local history in 1812, a 7.8 earthquake shakes New Madrid, Missouri.
Yeah, you can buy t-shirts that say, I survived the New Madrid earthquake. Four hit between 1811 and 1812, and they still remain the most powerful earthquakes to hit the United States east of the Rocky Mountains in recorded history.
Wow.
And that's over there in New Madrid. And then, of course, like, if you're afraid of the world ending, do not Google the New Madrid earthquakes, because stuff updated to today. I looked. It was like, we're going to get another one of these. It's just waiting. It's waiting to happen. Yikes. That's what it feels like to live on the West Coast, especially in California. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's just going to happen one of these days.
I've experienced an earthquake here. I was on the third floor over in the other build, or across the hallway. All of a sudden, it felt like a large person was running down the hallway.
I thought it was that.
And then it was just that shaking. I'm like, I'm in Missouri and I'm experiencing an earthquake.
I thought it was someone running.
Well.
Anyway, on this day, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. Wow. I guess it was really easy to steal cars back in the day. Chris, will you look up how they used to lock these things up? Because
didn't most of them, weren't they kind of just open carriages?
Maybe, because there are a lot of cars being stolen. The grand jury started its probe this morning of the Ralph Savage Gang of Motor Car Thieves. Four men are being charged with stealing motor cars in Kansas City. Insurance men say that more cars are stolen in Kansas City than any other city of equal size in this country. The men that stole the cars took them to Ross Baker's McGee Street garage, where the numbers were changed and other markers identifying them were removed. Wow. They were arrested. The arrest of the Savage Gang of Motor Car Thieves has not affected the industry in Kansas City, though. Even with the gang in jail, 13 cars have been stolen in the last 3 days.
Jeez.
Just taking cars. That was it. That was like I guess, you know how when you move here, you have to go outside and videotape a tornado with your phone. That's like how, that's yeah. Your last badge. Maybe 100 years ago, your last badge was, all right, you moved to Kansas City, you need to steal a car.
The unofficial holidays for today, it is Pi Day.
I saw this. Isn't Pi Day usually March 14th?
No, that's Pi Day.
But I thought they joined together and, no?
No, because pi, the mathematical formula, and a pecan pie are very two different things.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
You know what's sad? This is the first time she's like, oh, I know. Pie. 3.1415297. The nerd. even though you said it one digit past what I know it as. I was like, oh, she's got a contribution. Yay. No, this is actual P-I-E. And then 314 is P-I.
So come back to us March 14th, Stacey.
Well, I know that on Pi Day at Union Station, we have pies, actual pie.
Okay.
Pecan pie.
That's what screwed her up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mathematical.
You know what? Just move on.
It's fine, because Sly James the Cat is dressed up as a pie today. Local celebrity cat. Oh. You got to check him out at Sly James the Cat, Facebook, Instagram. Oh, oh so my God. Cute.
It is also Measure Your Feet Day. So, Stacey, if you could get back to us on those measurements.
I'll let you know.
I needed to buy a pair of shoes, light-up shoes, don't ask. and they were coming from Korea, and I had to calculate what my American foot size is in Korean.
Oh, my God.
And?
Like, it's very scary. It's like I wear a 7 in men's. It's like a 94 in Greece. Awful.
Well, it's also handwriting day. So if you have some trouble with your handwriting, back in 1977, they thought, hey, our children aren't writing as well as we feel like they should be. So they decided to make it a national holiday so people can focus on handwriting beautifully.
You know they stopped teaching cursive in school, right?
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, some schools have.
I don't even know if they teach English anymore.
I don't think they do. I think it's just a giant math class.
Just show up and play on your phone.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
You and your team are going down. Stacey, you're going down.
Yeah, no, we're going to win.
No.
We are absolutely going to win this tonight.
That's fine. I don't think you're going to, though. You can be as you can think that, but you're not. Because after you kicked me off your team, I pulled the Buzz family and asked if anybody wanted to be on my, hate saying the name of this show on the radio, Schitt's Creek. Hate it. Trivia team, and no one signed up, so I'm doing it myself.
Oh,
and
my
I finished
God.
The series. So
that's so sad. That's so sad of you.
Welcome to my life.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Whatever. I have studied. I just finished the show. I'm
but
good.
But you've only went through it once, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've gone through it several times.
Everything's fresh in my mind. I've got one of those brains. I remember everything. Mm-hmm.
No,
I do.
No.
I do.
Don't. You don't, though.
Yeah, I do. I sure do. And then now I don't even have to have somebody on my team to second guess me at all, because it's just me on my team, so...
God, you're going to lose so hard. You're gonna be like, say there's 50 teams, you're going to be 57.
Do you
That's how bad you're
going to
be.
Know how many times I get the final Jeopardy question right?
Yeah. How many
All
times
the time.
Is S Creek mentioned in those final Jeopardy questions?
It's not, but I watch things and pay attention to the little things and make notes in my phone about the little things.
You can't have your phone out.
I know, but I have them in my phone now to study. So
whatever. I mean, you're going to lose. Just...
Whatever
it's going to be really sad. Like, if you just realize now that you're not going to win at all or come even close, it's going to be less devastating for you tonight when you lose.
Well, you know, you did hurt my feelings when you kicked me off your team and put Tori from Casey Pet Project on your team.
She knows the show better. I have to stack my lineup.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that you play trivia like that. It's just a game, girl. It's just a game.
Excuse me. Games are meant to be won.
I can win. Well, try me. You've...
Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah.
I will think. Okay. I will think of a question. Okay. What is the name of the clothing store David worked at?
The Blouse Born.
The Blouse Born?
Yeah.
No. It's Barn.
Oh, okay. Damn it. Damn it.
Was that a typo in your phone?
No, that's what I thought it was. The Blouse
wow.
Born.
Okay, where is the Blouse Barn located? What town?
One town over from S Creek. So, Canoe
no.
City?
Dude, really?
Canoe City?
This is why you're not on my team. All right, hold on.
I got one out of two, kind of.
No, you didn't. All you
right.
have zero.
It's not the Blouse Barn?
Okay, here's here's an easy one.
All right.
Easy one. What is the name of the restaurant in S Creek? Name of the restaurant that they always go to and they always show it.
Twyla's.
God damn it, no! You suck.
Twyla's.
It's Cafe Tropical.
Oh, crap.
Wow. See, this is why you're not on my team.
Whatever.
This is why you suck and you're going to lose.
It's fine. I'll get close enough. Blouse Born. Twyla's.
Yeah, those are not going to count. Do you think you could do better, though?
Yeah.
Like, you think you could study...
Yeah, I gotta go back. You know, it's been a week since I've watched it.
Oh, my God.
I need to read all about it again. I can get caught up. The Blouse Born. I'm still thinking it's the Blouse Born.
God damn it. This... All right, look. In all honesty, we're down a person. And
oh, you need me? You need me?
Tori can't make it.
Why?
Because she has to do some ribbon cutting for some new Casey Pitt Project location. Priorities, woman. Priorities.
Yeah, Casey Pitt Project is a priority. Wait, so you're down one?
Yeah.
So you need me?
That was kind of my
test. You need me. Blouse born.
Okay, here's the thing.
What?
I'm going to need you on my team, but I'm going to need you to, like, not talk at all. I just need numbers at this point.
I can show up and look pretty.
Yeah.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, you live out in rural Missouri.
Raytown. It's not that rural.
Well, it was rural enough for you to have a hard time to get into work today.
It's true. It was quite slick.
What is the weather going to be like today?
Well, for the morning hours, we are seeing many and mucho cold rain showers with a little bit of snowflakes. It's going to be a chilly, wet day, but by the end of the rush hour evening, it should be all snow. So this is
Way to make it sound awful.
This is round two of our 3-day winter storm.
All right. We have better news that's happier.
Yeah, something? This is exciting. Okay. The Fallout Boy was on Price is Right.
Fallout Boy. I love you. Fallout Boy.
They were part of the Grammy the Week celebration, and here's them being announced to come on down.
Pete Wentz and Patrick Stump, come on! On the Price is Right.
And actually, Pete has some talent. When he rolled that big wheel, he got on the little dollar.
Ooh. Oh, no way!
Yeah.
That's rigged, I swear.
Yeah.
Some little old man in the back is like, got a little cane and just slows it down. Anyway, that's how I feel. What else is going on in the news?
Well, for years, you could not buy light, soil, and fertilizer. If you mentioned the word marijuana, it would be an instant no sale. Well, now ever since the election and that medical marijuana is going to be inundating Missouri, these little gardening shops are seeing buco bucks. They are showing record sales every single month. You're saying apparently a lot of people want to grow their own cannabis.
Shocking.
You're looking at me because I was like, what is the connection between marijuana and...
Are you serious?
Yes, I swear to God.
Wow.
Yeah, these gardening stores help people grow plants.
All right. Yeah, got it now.
Okay.
Got it.
There's a new social media challenge going around on TikTok. Children are putting their cell phone chargers halfway into the socket and then sliding a penny down to touch the sprungs, causing sparks and fires and hopefully injury to them.
I think we can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
What makes someone boring? Is the question today. Boring, I looked it up. Boring is not interesting. And interesting is arousing curiosity and catching attention. What makes someone boring?
Humor is a big one. If you just have zero humor or try to tell a joke and it's just real bad.
Mm.
If you're unable to hold any sort of conversation and the only thing you have to offer is a nod or a yeah, no.
Oh,
engage with me, please.
My eyes roll in the back of my head with that. That's my biggest problem with 90% of the people that I meet today. No one asks anyone anything anymore. It's all about going up to someone and just being like, this is me. Ask someone how they're doing, dude. Like, When I go get food, like fast food or whatever, I'll ask the person at the counter how their day is going, and it throws them off. They can't believe someone talked to them like a human being.
Oh, just some simple interaction.
Yeah, but otherwise, I mean, you're trying so hard. One person's trying so hard during a conversation. What else?
I think also if they will just constantly agree with you, they never have their own opinion, and it's always easily changed, and they have no concrete principles and they just kind of wishy-wash about life.
I had a friend like that. I almost stabbed her. I was like, tell me how you really feel. Just tell me. Do you hate me?
On the flip side of that, though, the people who are just constantly negative and all they have to say is just a complaint about everything, like, absolutely everything they say is just
not only just complaining with whining, but unable to take advice, and they don't want to change. They just want to continue to wallow in their misery.
I just want to complain about it.
We're at a point in our ages, I feel this way. Back in my 20s, I would entertain a friend like that. You know, yeah. I'd still have them. But in my 30s, I'm like, mm-mm, delete, gone. If you're any way a pain in the ass, if you're any way boring.
There are people I avoid in my life that if I see them coming to me, I'm like, no, run away. Because it's either a complaint about something that I have no control over, and they know that, or they just want to come over and be like, man, it's cold out today. And?
True. The Buzz text line just texted in, closed-mindedness and superficial conversations. That's totally true.
Absolutely.
When you have a conversation that doesn't get anywhere to any kind of meat of what you're actually talking about, it's so boring.
Which all leads me to the point of when you get your hair cut and that initial small talk, if you haven't connected with that person and they just, what do you do? How's the weather? It's like, either just let me be or engage. Like,
Whoa, you hate talking to the people that cut your hair?
When it's just small talk, yeah. What? Let me enjoy my experience of this.
I feel awful for people that cut hair because they're there to cut hair, but I promise you they're also having to be therapists for the people whose hair they're cutting.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, my stylist is awesome. I love her. She's usually the one who is engaging me in conversation. I'm the one who's sitting there like, I'm just getting my hair done.
Yeah, dude, I can't get my hair cut and not talk. It feels weird. Mm, no?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd be fine if I just sat there and did nothing.
Really?
Yeah. I hate small talk.
It doesn't have to be small talk if there's substance to what you're talking about.
Like elevators, when you get in, I dread when that elevator door is closing and someone goes, can you hold it? I am pushing that close button.
What kind of, you're a jerk. What kind of conversations do you have in the elevator? Do you even talk to anyone?
I never start the conversation in an elevator. Somebody will see that I work there. Have you, just ask me questions about the building. I'm just like, no. Mm-mm. Or if I can tell someone's struggling, like, I don't know where this place is. I know where it's at. I'm not going to tell you where it's at.
Oh, my God, you're the worst employee of all time.
Duh.
My parents are elevator comedians.
Oh, no.
God, that is where they feel like they're at their best. When the door's shut, it is. When the door's shut and they're in a room with a bunch of strangers, they start making all the jokes. Like, if the elevator opens up and no one comes in or out, my parents will be like, yep, that's where the ghost, the ghost is getting on.
No.
It's so embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Boring conversation. What makes someone boring?
The people who tell the same stories over and over again. So I have heard.
Shut up!
No. That wasn't directed at you, mostly. There is one person in particular I can think of. I have heard this one story from this person.
You talking
easily 100 times.
You talking about the Hayley Williams Paramount interview that I did?
No, but I am now.
It's a good interview. It's not boring.
Oh, God.
Because I ask them questions deep into their soul.
We're dusting off hits from the past Billboard Alt Charts. This is Forgotten Day. Jordan Silver and friends.
All right, this is the moment that you've been waiting for, Buzz family. Your voting counted for the length of the commercials. How we're going to do it now. And we have a winner. Not by very much did this person win, but just a really quick recap of the songs that we all chose for Forgotten Bangers. Chris, you did Fall Out Boy, This Ain't a Scene. Jordan, myself, I did Ida Maria's I Like You So Much Better When You're Naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. That was a good 2008 throwback. And Stacy, our reigning champ from last week, Billy Talent, Try Honesty. So I have figured out a way to make a computer lady tabulate the results.
Mm-hmm.
So
the winner of Forgotten Bangers for today is Chris with Fallout Boys is in the scene. It's a bleep bleep arms race.
Chris!
Yes!
This ain't a scene. It's a GD arms race. All right, you got a speech?
I prepared something.
Okay, good. Stacey, give him the crown. It's Forgotten Bangers, we give it away.
And the crown, please.
Just take it.
Thank you.
He's going to be such a jerk.
All right. Buzz family. Already, we have sufficiently rearranged our domestic affairs so that confidence has returned, businesses has revived, and we appear to be entering an era of prosperity which is gradually reaching into every part of the nation. I appreciate your vote for this, Forgotten Bangers.
Nice. Where'd you rip that off from?
That was the inaugural speech of Calvin Coolidge.
All right, Chris, congratulations for winning Forgotten Bangers.
Yes.
And now for ripping off Calvin Coolidge.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Looking a little bit better out there, Chris, but what is going on? What are we expecting today for weather?
Yes, it is clearing up a bit now, but don't let that fool you. Mm. It is still hovering around freezing, and the rain and snow is going to come in a couple of hours, and it will keep coming, and it won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Charlie, make the booty drop. That was Hollywood Undead. Chris, take the spotlight now, please, away from me.
Hayley Williams has given us a little bit more information about what her petals of armors means. She said, I was laying on the table getting a massage and having these weird, creepy visions of flowers growing out of me, but not in a beautiful way. It was very painful and grotesque, but I realized in the moment that there was a lot of growing to do, and it's going to hurt a lot to get there.
This is Hayley Williams' side project called Petals for Armor.
Correct. And this is her first single release called Simmer.
Gimme. Is it available? Can I download it right now? I want to download it right now.
You can. You can download it right now.
Does she have any more information about an album?
No more information yet, but she just dropped the information on what it means and her first single.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm downloading it right now. What else is going on in the news?
Well, Missouri and Kansas have been ranked in a new highway safety report. They grade the based on the colors of the stoplight. So green is good, yellow needs some work, and red is bad.
Okay.
Kansas received a yellow grade, meaning it has some work to do.
On the highways?
Yes.
Okay.
It,
for safety?
Had almost 4,000 people die on its roads in the past decade. Missouri received a red light in the report, coming in at nearly 8,500 fatalities in the past decade.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's those damn potholes.
They're starting now.
Yeah.
Have you hit any yet?
I barely have a car left.
I mean, it's potholes. It's drunk drivers. Don't do that. Uber's like $10. Just do that.
Dude.
It's people distracted texting on their phone. Lots of reasons for that. Just pay attention to the road, damn it.
Yeah, just a little warning. Gregory Road near Swope Parkway area is riddled with potholes feet wide by feet deep. Be very careful driving that road. I had to drive like a maniac driving home from church. Anyways.
Cool. Next story.
Westport, Jordan, has seen less criminal activity since implementing enhanced security last 2 years ago, 2018.
Is that when they put up those big old metal detectors and stuff? And
yeah.
You can't go in, you can't go out. I can't even bring my pepper spray in there.
Correct. They had over 268,000 people go through there because of the detectors. 4 firearms were intercepted. 2 box cutters. 29 knives. Some tasers, some long scissors, and some pepper spray. And they found some guns outside, just randomly in the grass.
I know somebody that had a knife and was just to have, you know, just to carry on them, because it's America. You're allowed to do that. And then went through the metal detectors and then had to leave their knife. Just like, they just slammed it in the ground somewhere and came back and got it later.
Good.
But it has been safe. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's been safe. In 2017, we had 66 weapon offenses. Last year, we had 12. So that is a great, great decrease in crime.
We just need to have metal detectors everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
No? Hey, well, you know what? I'm all for whatever makes it safer. I don't care. You know, I know people have problems with that when they go to Power and Light for a show. Like, thank you. Thank you. You want to know what? I don't want to die. I don't want to die seeing Joy Wave. Thank you very much.
Follow follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
The show's called Jordan Silver and Friends. I love making new friends. I'm never happy unless I have all the friends in the world and everybody loves me. That has something to do, I'm sure, with not being hugged enough as a child, but whatever.
No, that sounds totally healthy.
That's just me. And so every now and then, I want to expand my friend group, and I go to friends or casual encounters on Craigslist.
Be careful.
Well, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I feel like though those spots are known to be scandalous, but I found some what I think are good people. So I responded to some people's. I'm going to read you the ad and then tell you what I responded.
Okay.
M for F, daytime activity, is what it says. Athletic-friendly white male seeks a cute female for daytime activity. Not picky on age. Let's chat and see if we have a connection. If you have a picture, I'll send one back. Signed, Ben Dover.
No.
It's
real.
Are you honestly thinking about replying to this?
Oh, I did. Why?
You responded to Ben Dover?
I didn't get it until I just said it out loud on the radio.
Holy crap. He wants to put things in certain areas.
I don't think so. He could be a good guy. You know, this is what I wrote back, okay? Dear Mr. Dover. Shut up. I get it now, and now I feel really stupid. I work early mornings and really only have the afternoon to hang out. This would be perfect. I've wanted to check out the Nelson Atkins lately. Is that the kind of daytime activity that you're interested in? We could get coffee or go wild and get an early dinner. Right back, Jordan.
Oh, boy. Has he responded to you?
No, not yet.
I don't think he's going to.
He might.
You don't think he wants to just...
No, he does not want to peruse the activities of Kansas City.
Well, what activities is he talking about? Daytime activities. What else do you do during the day in Kansas City?
He would probably like a little afternoon delight.
Mm-hmm. Where's that? Is that in Westport?
It's not a restaurant.
Oh.
You'd have to go back to
like the plaza.
One of your apartments.
Fine.
You would probably have to take off most of your clothes.
Or not.
Well, you don't have to, but he probably wants to lie horizontally and stick things in
All right,
places.
Okay. You know what? I don't think so. I think Mr. Dover... I think Mr. Dover has good intentions, but we'll move on.
He certainly has good intentions.
Maybe you think this guy is better. Old-fashioned guy.
God.
That's the
title. More up your alley.
Right, exactly. I'm an old-fashioned type of guy who enjoys giving instructions to HWP women. I don't know what HWP means, but I think it's a mistype, but we'll get to that. If you want to be cared for and enjoy pleasing, let's get to know each other. I'm a grandpa type of guy. See, that's G-rated. He's a grandpa type of guy, you know, older. He just, you know, he sounds selfless. Ugh, wants to please. I don't know what this HWP is.
I don't.
According to Google, it stands for height and weight proportional.
Oh.
Okay,
so
cool.
No shorties.
I thought he maybe mistyped hot. Hot. He's looking for hot women, but it's HWP women. So I'm assuming that means he wants your height and width to be somewhat in balance.
Okay, well, this is what I wrote back to him. He didn't leave a name, so I wrote, Dear Sir. That's how you know he's
classy. Like,
he's old-fashioned. That's how you write somebody. By HWP, do you mean hip? Because I am your lady. Also, I'm very old-fashioned. I'm so glad you're interested in pleasing me, because you know what would please me a lot? Having someone to go to estate sales with. Since you're the grandpa type, you're probably very good at picking out antiques. Right back, Jordan.
Oh, boy. I feel like you're a grandma in 1997 and asking what email is.
I know what email is.
He doesn't.
Right, which is fine. He's got a good eye.
He wants to... Oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
I think that guy has great intentions. And I don't know what this height-weight proportionate thing is. I'm definitely not. So... but it could be a mistype. Look at how close HIP and HWP are.
I mean, yeah, W is 7 letters away on the keyboard, so I see how it could be.
He's old. Maybe he was using his knuckles to type. Anyway, here's another one. The ad goes, new to Casey and lonely. Which, you know, I just...
Can you please just take a minute to... What did you just read?
This person is new to the Kansas City area, something that I can understand. I moved here a year and a half ago, and he's lonely. That's definitely something that I can understand. I'm so lonely.
I thought you said nude.
New. Oh, sorry. No, new.
I definitely heard nude.
Well, I did too.
New. N-E-W. Let me read you the ad from Craigslist. I'm new to the area, and I don't have anyone to hang out with. Even more so, I'm looking for a lady friend who likes to get down. I have a place, and I can host, or I can come to you. I'm down for playing as long as you're clean and have good hygiene. Let's have some fun. C-K.
How is cum spelled?
Are you serious? C-O-M-E.
I don't believe that.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't believe that one at all.
Oh, boy. We're charting in dangerous territory.
This is a new and lonely person to Kansas City. I wrote...
He wants a lady friend. Why do you think he specified lady friend? Why?
Because maybe he's one of those... I know guys that only can hang out with ladies. You know?
You know what also hangs out when he's hanging out with ladies?
I don't know what you're talking about. I wrote back, hi, CK. Welcome to KC.
Oh, no!
I moved here a year and a half ago, and I know how hard it is to start in a brand new place. I'm a lady who loves to get down. Oh, I spent all Saturday night dancing with my friends. I'm totally into playing, too. Mm. Are you talking about video games, Legos? I like to make puzzles. Also, I am very clean with good hygiene. I carry a bottle of hand sanitizer with me everywhere. Right back, Jordan.
God, that sounds almost as bad as what he wrote.
Why? Legos, puzzles, you know, I'm good with puzzles.
You know what?
Clean, I understand that. Everybody's got the flu right now. This guy doesn't want to get the flu.
He certainly doesn't want a disease.
Poor CK doesn't want the flu. Who wants the flu?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys don't, none of these men have written back.
You know what? I think that last one might be a match for you. I think you guys would get together pretty well.
Well, I've got one more.
Oh, God.
And I think I know what you guys are talking about.
Do
I? Now you're realizing it?
I think, yeah, because I found this one on the Casual Encounters, and I think that, listen to this pervert. Oh. This is his ad. Creative writing.
No.
Looking to get some feedback with some short stories I've written. Would love to get your feedback as well. And if we get along, maybe we can write some stories together. I'm open to all topics and storylines. See, I'm not that blind. Stories, he's obviously talking about sex. Feedback, he's talking about sex. Writing short stories means quick sex. I get it. He's open to most topics and storylines. Means that he doesn't have a type. I can read through these things. That guy. Creative writing.
Why are you the way that you are?
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Of Monsters and Men, May 12th at the Midland. So check your email for that. It smells like coffee in here.
It's me.
Mm. Love the smell of coffee.
I know. Mm. I love the taste, too.
Mm-hmm. When you put cream and sugar in it, so much cream and sugar, it turns white.
Ew, no.
When you drink a lot of coffee, does your urine smell like coffee?
Yes.
A lot.
Okay. Damn it. What I want to talk about is not very far from this topic. I was hoping that it was. Do you guys like weird combinations of things when it comes to food?
Oh, yeah, like chicken strips and ice cream.
Ew.
Huh.
Oh,
you dip your chicken strips in ice cream? Are you four?
It's delicious. You got the juxtaposition of the hot chicken with the cold ice cream. If you've never tried this, you need to.
Ew.
Again, not four. Mm. Do you ever go to a restaurant like a... I don't know, Applebee's, and there's a little child that's ordering, and you're like, I'm going to have what they're having.
Usually, I see what the chicken strips look like.
Okay. You're a chicken strips guy.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, what I just said, total true story with me.
Oh, my.
Like, I want chocolate chip pancakes like that baby.
Wow.
What about you, Stace? What weird combination of food?
You know, nothing really comes to mind, but in the vein of what Chris said, I do like dipping my fries into a Wendy's Frosty.
Mm, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, that's real good.
How is that so good and normal, but my chicken strips is so off the charts?
It just is. It's just accepted socially, okay?
Well,
get over it.
I've never been one to follow the acceptance of society.
We know.
That's no joke.
Everybody knows.
Oh my God, Jordan.
Sorry, I feel like I'm on Mean Girls. I have something. Food arguments.
Okay.
I've got food arguments coming up right after this.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
When I put that I have something called food arguments that are so strong they end friendships on our little message board that we put the show together with online, Stacey, you walked in and had a story.
Man, all right, so... was with my friends in Portland, and we went to Jack in the Box. through the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
I got tacos, obviously.
Ugh.
Don't. Ooh. And they got burgers and fries.
Yeah, that's Jack in the Box.
Right.
They don't. Do we have Jack in the Box?
Yes,
here?
We do. Yeah. There's one right okay. down the street.
On Johnson.
Sorry. So, trying to eat healthier.
I miss them so much.
I bet.
So I hold my tacos. I'm in the back seat. So I hold my tacos and I'm just ready to go back to their house. Well, they pull around and they start eating their food. Okay. I'm just sitting there. And they're like, why aren't you eating?
Yeah. Eating the car. Fool.
I go, it's gonna get cold. Cool. I can wait till we get home. It's weird to eat tacos in the car.
Hi. Have you ever been drunk ever and gone to Taco Bell after?
I still wait till I get somewhere to eat it.
No, you've never eaten in the car?
I have if I'm on a road trip and I'm not going to be at my destination in, 10, 15 minutes. See, this is, okay.
But you would prefer to go back. What if it's cold? Fast food is only good for like 1 minute after it's made. Or not even made, because we know that that was a long time ago. Handed to you.
Every time I get food from fast food and I'm going somewhere, I wait till I get to that place and I eat it there.
Do you at least have a couple fries out of the bag?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they got so weirded out.
Yeah, I'm weirded out from
like
the story.
But it seriously, we had a fight.
Yeah.
They're like, just eat your food. And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, well, we're going home. Half-eaten burgers. Okay, we're just going to go. I'm like, oh my God, I'm fine waiting. It was an argument.
Wow. And probably could have ended your friendship.
It almost did.
This is how people feel about food things. And I've got a bunch of examples. You two, I love you guys. You seem kind of the same. So I want to know where you stand.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Alicia on the radio.
As if we were not singing that one along. I'll be in the bathroom. I love when songs have things like that. We're like, I misheard that, but I'm not going to figure out what he really says.
Always say bathroom.
Oh, man. Okay, so these are a list of food situations, and I want Chris and Stacy to tell me what you think. Which way do you like this certain food?
Okay.
And BuzzFam, you can text in as well. Give me a reason as well. 96500. Let's start off with an easy one. How do you eat your pizza? With your hands or with a knife and fork?
Hands.
With a fork.
Ugh.
I get a lot of crap from this from my wife.
As you should, yeah.
No, you don't have to get your hands messy and you can just eat in small little pieces.
Do you eat the whole piece with the knife and fork? Or do you just like maybe like it's a little hot for your hands and then eventually you get to your hands?
I will eat 80% of it with the fork and then I'll pick it up and start eating it.
Monster.
Loser. I love you.
I love you, Jared.
Wow. I am with Stace with the hands. A knife and fork, that's too proper.
Mm.
I think I went on a date with a girl that ate her pizza with a knife and fork.
Gross.
I think I proposed.
Ugh,
first
probably.
Date. Sounds right.
Yeah.
I sound like Stacy. All right. How do you like your eggs? With ketchup or without ketchup?
Without. Oh, God.
Okay, good. Yeah, ketchup was nasty.
Don't put ketchup on your eggs.
Ugh.
Best way to eat corn? On the cob or off the cob?
Off.
Off the cob.
You guys never went to a fair where you can just like gnaw on corn?
I've had plenty, and I do love my corn on the cob to just gnaw away at it.
Yeah,
but
like a little typewriter.
Yes, that is fun, but I don't like working for my food.
Also true. I do agree there. And I don't like it all over my face.
Yeah.
And in my teeth.
It doesn't matter. Everybody's doing it when you go to like a fair. Oh, I like it on the cob. It makes you feel like I worked for it. I worked for it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Mm.
Just gave it to me.
All right, fine. How about your cereal? Do you like it crispy, like right when you put the milk in, or soggy? Let it sit for a while.
Ew. You have to eat it right away. There
Absolutely.
Are very few cereals that are enjoyable once they get to the soggy level.
Which cereals are those?
Fruity Pebbles. No, Cocoa Pebbles. Okay. Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay.
Honeycomb and King Vitamin.
King Vitamin?
It's an off-brand of
yes, it
honeycomb.
Is. Kill me. Literally.
Does it come in a bag?
No, it is a box, and there's a giant king on the front. It's one of my favorite cereals for being an off-brand.
Nice.
I wasn't feeling well over the holiday, and my mom was like, oh, I'm going to get you some Pepto. And so she went in the cabinet and then brings me out this stuff called Pink Bismuth.
Pepto-Bismol. No.
Technically, that's what Pepto-Bismol is.
Pink Bismuth.
Can we change the name of our
yes.
our team? Who likes soggy cereal? Says the text line. Also, I get a lot of S from my partner for using a knife and fork to eat pizza. Bus family, kind of agreeing with you, Chris, on the pizza by using knife and fork.
Mm-mm. I have to go get a fork for myself because my wife won't bring me one because she disagrees with that action so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, seriously, thank you.
All right, how about this one? Tacos, hard shell or soft shell? And you have to pick one.
Hard.
I do love hard shells.
Hard all the way. I do like me a hard shell. Crispy.
Mm-mm. Mayo on your sandwich? Let's go to mayo. Mayo on your sandwich, yes or no?
Yeah.
Only if it's spicy, but I can't stand mayonnaise.
Oh, I love mayonnaise. You know what's funny? Somebody messaged me on Instagram and was like, do you think at some point, since Chris has tried making cheese in his basement, that he will start making mayonnaise and other products like that?
I am not opposed because mayonnaise is just oil and egg whites. So I'm game for making my own mayo.
All right. Pineapple on pizza.
No. Hot fruit is disgusting.
Oh, it's so good.
I personally don't like it, but I appreciate it because I love having I always pick off it. I'll enjoy the sweetness of it. So I like it.
Yeah, it's got the sour and the sweet.
It's not sweet, though. It's lost all its sweet.
No, it's like this. It's like this juicy little boil. Sorry. All right. This is why I wasn't going to talk a lot during this one. Want to do some more?
Yes, please. Move on.
Please do.
God.
All right, you guys. What do you think of white chocolate? I like it, or it's the devil's lettuce?
I love
devil's lettuce, but white chocolate is good.
Love white chocolate.
Okay, white chocolate. So no fight over there.
Love it, especially if you haven't dipped in pretzels.
Oh, did you know that the orange Kit Kats and orange Reese's.
Gross.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the at Halloween they have the orange.
Yeah,
that's actually
they
white chocolate.
Colored or flavored?
Oh.
No, they're just like the
ugh.
Pumpkins.
No, I would prefer a regular Kit Kat.
Oh my God. The orange ones are my favorite.
Is there any difference in the taste?
Probably not, but I think so. It's like Mexican Coke. There's really no difference, but I prefer the Mexican Coke.
There is definitely a difference between regular Coke and Mexican Coke.
Right?
They use real sugar.
I know. God, it's so good.
Glass
Should
bottles.
Burgers have pickles?
No.
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 Oh, come
no.
on. That's the best bite. When you find that thing floating in the middle, you're just like, that one didn't have the pickle. You take this
is
bite.
Is Chris triggered?
Oh, pickles are my...
Those are the devil's lettuce.
When you... I will eat a chicken sandwich often, and many times they put a little pickle on there, and sometimes I forget to take the pickle off, and when I bite into the pickle, it's like this flaccid, moist piece of gooey grossness that just makes me almost vomit.
Oh, it is like the prize in a Cracker Jack box.
My local Popeyes puts cucumbers on there.
That sounds amazing!
Gross!
Put a little bit of some vegetables on there, even if it's that.
No.
All right,
that's
last one.
Offensive.
Utensil that you use to eat mac and cheese with, fork or spoon?
Fork.
Fork.
Got to stab all the little macaronis and then eat it.
Now, what if you want to sop up all the cheese, too, with it?
You just lick it.
No, you use a spoon.
Nah.
You've got too much liquid there in your mac and cheese.
That's how I like it. That is how I like it.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Buzz family, if you're a freeloader, check your email for the pre-sale code for Of Monsters and Men. They're going to be here May 12th at the Midland, and the freeloader's pre-sale starts at 10 a.m. on 965thebuzz.com. All right, well, I got to go get ready for this party.
Party?
What party?
Yeah.
What party?
My future wife gets out of jail today.
Oh, Michelle Carter's released.
Yeah. Michelle Carter gets out of jail. The one that, quote, texted her boyfriend to kill himself. But we went into
allegedly.
That. Allegedly. Well, she didn't even text that. That was something she told someone that she did. There's no physical proof of her ever texting that. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
So she, out right now, or do you know what time she's going to be released?
Between, come on. Between 8 and 4 East Coast time. She's been in jail for 347 days. Aww. Michelle Carter. She's out on good behavior, by the way. And when she was there, she worked in the cafeteria and was polite to everyone.
Oh.
So that's my future wife, Michelle Carter. Now,
did you ever write her?
No, because someone was supposed to find me her address in the jail, but couldn't find it for me.
I looked high and low to find out which prison she was in, what her cell number, what her prison number. It was not available.
Yeah, we even called. And they're like, you can't. We can't just give that information away.
Oh. I was going to say, you know, if it could be found, it would have been found by Chris.
Oh, exactly. For sure. Yeah. I was going to write her in jail, but instead I still wrote her. I'll just send her the letters to wherever the hell she lives.
Because that'll be as easy to find.
I mean, she's out. I have family in Massachusetts. Oh, God. I could do this, right?
Uh-huh. She, as soon as she opens one credit card in her name, done. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Will you help me with this?
Oh, for sure.
Please, because, you know.
I would love if she became your wife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, can I be the best man?
That's Blanche.
Oh, crap.
I have to have a conversation with Blanche about Blanche, how I'm going to get married to an ex-con. Because, again, if anybody at this station would be writing someone in jail or engaged to an ex-con.
It's going to be really hard for you guys to buy a house.
I've got good credit.
Does she?
I don't know.
Will she be able to vote? Is she a felon?
Yeah, I think that's federal.
Yeah.
Well, she was tried as a minor. That's why she got out of jail so fast.
Oh.
Hmm. So maybe. She still may be able to vote.
Yeah, because that's so important. I mean, no, wait, it is.
That is pretty important, Jordan.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.